You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And it is a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to this morning's breakfast show here on Cool FM 89.3. I'm Jerry D. Time right now is 1.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to be entertaining you here on the breakfast show until 10 o'clock this morning. Got a long way to go, haven't we? It's lovely to be with you. It's lovely to be with you any morning. James Otis was born on this day. We're looking, of course, at the 5th of February. And it is Monday, if you hadn't checked out yet. James Otis Jr. was born on this day, 1725. He was a lawyer in Massachusetts, an early advocate of the political views that led to the American Revolution. Now, the phrase, taxation without representation is tyranny, well, that's usually attributed to him.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ringing in my ears, and no one to relate to.
There we go. Two great tracks in a row. Peter Frampton was the first one, and Show Me the Way, just over there. And that one followed on, that's Menudo, of course, and Claridad. From the El Reencuentro get together. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 11 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Lovely to have you with us. It's a Monday. And like most Mondays, again, it's just a Music Monday. We'll be taking a rummage through my music collection and see what's happening in the world, unfortunately. But we're going to see if we can find some good news for you for today, all right? That would be rather nice, wouldn't it? Wet, wet, wet. Morning, that's what it's called.
It's the same old situation, same old faces, but a different town. Nowhere to run to and nowhere to hide. I'm dancing with my shadow in the cold moonlight. And I can't wait until the morning. And I just got into bed, and the heart of the city is almost gone. And I know what is right, and I know what is wrong. Dancing with the shadows in the cold.
Sometimes it's me on my track. places, but the same old time. Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. I'm dancing with my shadow in the cold moonlight. And I can't wait until the morning.
There we go, wet, 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 and it is called Morning. Time on the Breakfast Show. Oh, exactly. It's nice when we can do that, isn't it? Exactly. 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, so it's time to get you in the shower and on your way to work or wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. In the shower this morning, move over for Whitney Houston.
You making me feel I can do it.
we go. Yes, in the shower this morning, I'm Your Baby Tonight from Whitney, Houston. That's it then. Out you get and have a great Monday. Yes, it is Monday. Don't worry, I'll tell you something else though. It was really quite cool last night. We went camping. Well, that's what we call it. We have the windows open. And getting a lovely cool breeze through last night. And that was really, really nice, quite refreshing. I didn't have any AC on. And looking out the studio window this morning, it's fairly cloudy this morning, which hopefully is a good sign. Perhaps we're going to have an early end to the summer, seeing as it's been going on for about the last year. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day. Lovely day. It goes on for a long time, that note. I think it's one of the longest held notes in music. Bill Withers and Lovely Day.
ever been for the past few years or so. Paris to China, Colorado. Sometimes there's airplanes I can't jump out. Sometimes there's bullshit that don't work. Now we have got our stories, but please tell me what there's to complain about. When you're happy like a fool, let it take you over. When everything is out, you gotta take it in. Now, 'cause hopelessly, the hopeless we have so much to feel good about. Oh, it's gotta be a good life. It's gotta be a good life. It's gonna really be a good life, good life. I say, oh.
Yes, One Republic and Good Life. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of... Of course, it's after the hour of 7 o'clock, isn't it? Yes, of course it is.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's W-A-V-E-D.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Curutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Here's some gift ideas for you, Valentine's Day and Friendship Day. Give a gift card, Salotto Italiano, $25, $35, or $50, plus 10%, 15%, 20% discount on the purchase of works by Mario Saldana or Il Mondo di Coco. Salotto Italiano, Plaza 76, San Francisco, Panama City. Buy it now. Give a call on 6974-5214. That's 6974-5214. 5214.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Drove it a little too fast. We broke apart at the seams.
There we go. That was Mr. James Arthur there, and that was called Blindside. And before that, One True Voice from Shakespeare's sister. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. Keeping on the time, we're 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. See, we're taking a little rummage. I found some more people here, thanks to Neil, born on this day in the world of music. And let's start with, shall we, Mr. John Boyd Dunlop. He was born in 1840 on the 5th of February, a Scottish inventor. He was one of the founders of the rubber company that bore his name, Dunlop Pneumatic Tyre Company. Our next one is Sir Hiram Stevens Maxim, born in 1840 on this day, same as Mr. Dunlop, an inventor born in the United States who emigrated to England and adopted British citizenship. Now, he was the inventor of the Maxim gun, the first portable, fully automatic machine gun, and the ubiquitous, wait for it, the mousetrap. André Citroën was also born on this day, but in 1878, a French entrepreneur remembered chiefly for the make of car named after him, but also for his application of double helical gears. Now, he founded the Citroën Automobile Company in 1919, leading it to become, at the time, the fourth largest automobile manufacturer in the world, and that was by the early 1930s. Right, now, on to, I tell you what, we're going to do one trick. Let's do this. We've got a request here. This came in from Mary Lou. Good morning to Mary Lou. She again was with us bright and early this morning. And she came in and asked us if we could play a piece of music for her. It is called Radio Hazak. And it's a song by the Israeli rock band called T-Slam. Now, the song was released, this is going back to what, January 16th, 1981. It's about a girl who feels disconnected from her surroundings and finds solace in the power of music. Now, the song was written by Izhar Ashdod, a prominent figure in the Israeli music scene. The album, which was called Radio Hazak, Loud Radio is what it means, by T-Slam, which includes this track, it was released in 1995, it says here, but we've got it in the 1980s. Anyway, it's the genre, by the way, the genre they put it in is hard rock and pop rock. Mary Lou just came back and says, doesn't sound right. No, it doesn't sound right, because I noticed it's only coming on one channel. It's mono. I'll see if I can find another copy, but that's the only copy I've got. So if I can find it, we'll put that in either later today or tomorrow. T-Slam Radio Hazak is what it's called. Now, if you are keeping on the time, 9 minutes, and that's away from the top of the hour. So we're going to go away from Radio Hazak to The Breakfast Show, Radio Jerry. with Tina Turner. Tina Turner. and it's called The Best, and it is the mighty mix there of that one. Time, I tell you what, we've got time to just about squeeze one more in, shall we? Let's take this.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And then do this. This is Angry Anderson. And the song, Suddenly.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedersi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yappy's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Kurutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Here's an idea to share Valentine's Day and Friendship Day. Come along to Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Lunch or dinner with live music from opera, pop, and a tribute to Il Volo. Book now at 69745214. That's 69745214.
It's easy to explain.
There we go, if you had my love. And before that one, Baby, I Love You. And that was the Andy Kim version. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way to 20 and a half minutes. And that's after the hour of 8 o'clock. You've just joined us. A very good morning to you. It is Monday. It is the 5th of February. And if you missed the news at 8, don't forget we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. Right on, let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, my sleepyhead girl, so tired. It's Monday. Good morning, Monday. It's cold and chilly and rainy here. It's hard to believe it's Florida, but it is. And it is, my hands are cold, my feet are cold. Chilly. But I am in Florida. I only have a few more days left here with my parents. I'm flying home on Friday. Yeah, lucky me, I'm going to fly home just before the big holidays and try to get to El Valle before, yeah, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, what is the other one that's coming? Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. Boy, they all came on the same week. Wow, it's going to be a busy next week. So right now, just getting things ready. Went outside, got the newspaper, and man, like I said, it's chilly. My hands got cold, my feet got cold. I got cold feet, cold hands, warm heart. Just ask the cook. Yeehaw. Okay. So, flying back, got some paperwork to do. This is going to be fun. I got to solicit the cook to assist me because I need to have the computer in my office working and move some papers around and get them to my accountant in a reasonable time frame. So that's going to be fun this morning. My mother has fallen in love with B.G. Adair. My dad has the, you know, Alexa app. Can't say it too loud or everything in the house turns on. And I asked her to play B.G. Adair. And the next thing you know, my mother is humming and then singing with the songs. I was like, Mom, you know this woman? She goes, no, but I know the song. I danced to them. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. So my mom is now a big fan of B.G. Adair. So I'll make sure that's programmed into our playlist so that whenever she gets some time that she wants to sit down and relax, that she can listen to B.G. Adair. Oh, what a great pianist. Unfortunately, she passed away in 2022 at the age of 90-something. Well, bless her heart. Anyways, okay, we're starting off a new week and have a new thing. So, you guys be safe. Don't get too crazy on the road. And back to you in the studio.
Of waiting for you, so tired of longing for you, tired of waiting, saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydreams, so tired of only play schemes. Why don't you call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me, sweetheart. All day long I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you, so tired of waiting for you, but though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear. Thank you. of dreaming of you. So tired of waiting for you. But though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
There we go. Don't worry, you'll get over it, Ingrid. So Tired, that's a great song, that one. From Russ Morgan. And what I can tell you is that I'm sure Ingrid's mother would remember that one. That was released on the same year that I was released. Work that one out. Russ Morgan and So Tired. Lovely track. This is as well. It comes from Billy Idol. Eyes Without a Face.
Rise without a face, such should you waste? Rise out of this.
Is that Without a Face, Mr. Billy Idol. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are 28 and a half minutes exactly. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock, and still to come this morning, going to be checking in with Yasmin a little bit later on this morning. Also, see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got three in a row for you, and they all have a link between all three. I'm sure it's not that difficult for you to find that out.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friends, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. The chilly, chilly is evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wander, I stay at home at night. But I don't feel afraid. Whenever I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. The chilly, chilly is evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swarming like flies round Waterloo Underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends. As long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise. Waterloo sunset's
show. It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
And there we go. I told you three in a row, all with a word linking them all together. Yes, and I'm sure you know what it is. Waterloo. We started off with the Lighthouse Family and Waterloo Street, followed on by Ray Davis together with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. That was the recording that was made for the it was the closing ceremony of London Olympics. And last but not least, we had ABBA in French and Swedish. With Waterloo. We are 14, 15, 16 and a half minutes now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. A little bit of, I guess, good news for you here. I was just reading a little article about Cork. It's now increasingly being recognised as a sustainable alternative to plastic, with its use expanding beyond the traditional wine bottle stoppers that we're used to in various industries. Now, cork is taken from cork oak trees, from which cork is harvested. Now, they play a significant role in carbon sequestration and do not need to be cut down to harvest the material, which is great, allowing them to continue absorbing carbon and supporting biodiversity. The production of cork stoppers is also found, of course, to generate significantly fewer greenhouse gases compared to aluminium and plastic closures. Yes, because a lot of the wines now are with the metal screw tops, aren't they? More of the wines like that. Posh wines, don't they? Posh wines use cork. Right, next question.
When will I be famous?
Next to food will be fun with your body and the sun.
Well, When Will I Be Famous goes back to the year 1987. It was released in November of 1987. When Will I Be Famous by the British boy band called Bros. And it was released as a single in November of 87. The following year, it peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart, topped the Irish singles chart, and entered the top 5 in several other countries. Here's a cheap way of getting away for a little while. Use the radio. Desireless and Voyage, Voyage. There we go. That was nice, wasn't it? Going on a little trip. Going on a voyage, voyage with Desireless. A French singer, Desireless, and that was released, by the way, as the first single from her debut studio album called Francois in 1989, written by Jean-Michel Rivat and Dominique Dubois, and produced by the former, as well, sung entirely en français. Yes, in French. The song transcended the language barrier on the music charts and became a huge international success between 1986 and 1988, reaching the top position in more than 10 countries across Europe. Well, if you fancy going off on a little voyage, why not go over to London with the Hi-Fis?
Bang the noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the cannons and love. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun. But that's
tailored to no one, but that's what makes London mine.
A lovely voice of Joy Crooks and London Mine, following on from the Hi-Fis, which I must admit, until I found it in my user collection to that, couldn't for the life of me fathom out who they were and finding much information, so I'll have to have a little rummage around for that. But that was the Hi-Fis and London Look. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just making our way to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Do you want to live a culinary experience accompanied by artistic events? Visit Salotto Italiano, the Italian restaurant located in Plaza 76 of San Francisco in Panama City. Every week, cultural events and live music, pure emotions and magic to live an experience. Check them out at hashtag Salotto Experience.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Curutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading, and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Treasure you.
be had I not found you. I lost a lonely soul. This world showed me nothing new. But now my life's a canvas painted with your love, and it will always be. Now I see the two of us together. Through time we'll never part. This fairy tale we're sharing is real inside our hearts. So let it be forever, never will it end. This promise I do make, heaven is ours today.
Peace in you, a work of
Two lovely tracks, Alice Freedom there, and that's a version of Feel Like Making Love, Alice Freedom. And that's brought us for 20 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. And before that, beautiful track from, well, it's called Masterpiece, and it came from Atlantic Star. We're going to take one more piece of music, and then we're going to come back and see how Yasmin got on with her weekend. And let's see, have we got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music? Sit tight.
Talk to me.
Stevie Nicks and Talk to Me. Yasmin, talk to me.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. How was your weekend?
Well, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Had the baby fur.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Excellent.
It did?
I really enjoy it. And at the end, I got 399 photos of babies.
Really?
Yes.
Did you get a free one?
No, thanks.
And tell me, was there anything exciting? Did you get a really badly behaved baby?
No, not really. Most of them were very good, yeah. Some of them were serious.
Mm.
They never laugh or smile, but they were good.
Okay.
Yeah, most of
them. Good. So what happens now with your 390-odd pictures?
Now they have to go to, they're going to be like a table of judges.
Okay.
And they have to choose, maybe at the end of this month,
mm-hmm.
one of those babies to be the image for next year.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The baby face for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Have to get in quick because they change quickly, don't they, baby face?
Oh, yes. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Was it all well attended?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, very good.
And where was it?
In Atlapa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Was there a lot of noise?
No.
Oh, okay. Where was it? When we actually, it was quite interesting, saying that we went to have a bite to eat in Napoli. Yesterday.
I love Napoli.
Yeah, I haven't been there for years and years. And, of course, it's just behind where our co-producer, Neil lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and had that. It was excellent. It really was.
Ah, that's good.
But I said, gosh, I mean, that place, it just makes money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are queuing to get in.
Yeah,
and it's
crazy.
It's not a small place, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what was nice, coming back to your comment about babies, was I mentioned, you know, considering how many families there were there, because it's a place the families go for Sunday and whatever.
Yes.
They were all so well behaved.
No, that's good.
Yeah, including the kids. Yeah, it was very good, very good, very enjoyable.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday night, a friend of ours, Eduardo Crockham, he was playing with the band at Voodoo Lounge, and we went there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it, yeah. Didn't get home till 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell anybody. But, yeah, very good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good weekend, really.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like one of those weekends, you know, we have a weekend and nothing is planned, but things sort of come up, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And you think, oh, that was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should do that more often.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
How's Ian doing?
He's fine. He was at the aquarium in Baltimore.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yesterday.
That's been good for it.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, something different. It was very nice. I saw the photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice place. Mm-hmm.
A lot of goldfish or...?
No, jellyfish.
Oh, jellyfish, really? Yes. Yeah.
Jellyfish.
Yeah.
You know, they look like ghosts when they are swimming in the water. And they had ton of them.
Wow.
So it looks so beautiful with the lights and the blue water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Kind of Avatar, do you remember in
Avatar?
Oh,
yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And my only experience with a jellyfish, it wasn't a whole one, was a friend of mine had a place out at Nombre de Dios.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way he could get was by boat round to where he had his piece of land and a little island as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, so when I wanted to do water skiing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out, got in the water, and then it was like a sort of, you know, you get these patches of rubbish. And anyway, the next thing I know, I've got this really, right down sort of one side of my chest, this really painful sting.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Really painful. And then the thing is, my arm started to go numb.
Oh, really?
And it was creeping up my arm and into my chest, and I thought, this thing's going to stop my heart.
Wow, that's scary.
It was scary. But anyway, it ran out of steam before it got there. So, but I didn't see a jellyfish. Now, a jellyfish may have been in that rubbish, but somebody said it might have just been a tentacle that had come off. Yeah, that's painful.
Mm.
And the same place was it. Neil was with us one time. He went and he put his hand on one of those, what they call it, orchids, or the black things with all the spikes on.
Oh yes, wreath. The wreath.
It wasn't. Well, I don't. It's like a. It's not a fishy type. It's just like a black ball of needles.
Ah, okay.
And that was painful as well, apparently. So, yeah, don't go in the water. It's not good for you. Put that down with the list as well as exercise.
Oh, yes.
Don't exercise, don't go in the beach, go in the water, go in the swimming pool.
Yes.
Right. And don't go deeper than 3 foot, we don't want you drowning. Good security advice here on the swimming program.
Oh, yeah.
How to look after yourself. And how about today? Anything planned for today?
No, today I have just to work and rest a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You'll be dreaming about babies for a long time now, I expect.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, I was very tired yesterday.
Yeah. So have a rest today. Mm-hmm. I've got a meeting tonight. Apart from that, nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I can't remember if I told you, but I might have found out by then. I think I had, my car, when I was taking my niece to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, at the front of the bonnet, we must have got a butterfly, because I could see this little thing flapping around.
Yeah,
and then it flew away. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's all right. And then it wasn't until I got home, it wasn't a butterfly. Because on the front of my car, it says in big letters, Land Rover.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it didn't after that. It said, Land Rover. The N had disappeared. It was the N that was fluttering around. So you know what I'm like. I don't like anything which is sort of weird or odd or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, was it Saturday? I thought, let me see how well the other letters are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all a bit loose. So I took them off.
Oh, really?
All of them.
Wow.
And the car looks a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot see the mark where they were before?
There is, but that'll come off with polishing. I polished it all off. You can't really notice it. But it was just a little bit sort of sticky where the stuff had stayed on.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got all that off. So now people see my car come down the road and they haven't got a clue what it is. The car with no name. Unless you're behind me, which is where you should be.
Uh-huh.
But it does have a little oval Land Rover badge on the bonnet, on the grill.
Yeah.
So there is something there.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know, I might get some Land Rover letters. Because I said to a good lady, Isti Christina, I said, what do you think? She said, I like it. She said, I prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what I'll do next.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I feel so much better because it looks silly with a letter missing. But it doesn't look silly with all the letters missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Good idea.
I thought so. That doesn't happen very often. Anyway, well, who we got born on this day in the world of music?
The first one is Alex Harvey.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1935.
Mm-hmm.
Scottish rock and blues musician with the sensational Alex Harvey Band, who had the 1975 UK number 7 single Dalila and the 1975 album Next. During the 60s,
mm-hmm.
he was the leader of Alex Harvey's Big Soul Band.
Ah, okay. I've got Barrett Strong and Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's Alex Harvey?
I don't know.
What was the record?
Dalila.
I remember I told you I didn't have that. I didn't have that one. I had one song and you hadn't got that name. So, who else have you got?
So let's do Corey Wells. Corey Wells is the single Mama Told Me Not To Come.
That's right, from Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Give us that one and I'll sort out the other one.
He was born in 1942. Vocals with American group Three Dog Night,
mm-hmm.
who had the 1970 UK number 3 and US number 1 single Mama Told Me Not To Come.
And here it is.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Call the toll in the car.
There we go. Yes, Three Dog Night and Mama Told Me Not to Come. So, yes, there we go. I'm just looking because we got a message. It's that time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this time we get a message from Renee.
Mm-hmm.
And so Renee said, good morning, happy Monday. The snow was quickly melting on Friday and Saturday. And we were starting to see some of the grass and pavement again until around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and down came the snow, and everything is blanketed in snow again, in white. Well, you will live there. I mean, it's, you know, it's your choice. So, and because Ian saw snow for the first time,
didn't
he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was he scared?
No.
Or did he do like the little pussycat dude and try and chase the snowflakes?
Well, I don't know. I just saw a photo.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what he did. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we don't get much snow here, do we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a bit overcast today. I'm wondering if we might get a little bit of rain later, a shower or something.
Yeah, it looks like that. Know?
So, mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier in the program, last night there was a lovely, cool breeze
mm-hmm.
coming off the sea. The breeze is now coming in from this side,
mm-hmm.
because it changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming in from sort of like the east mm-hmm. over that way. And it was blown over. So, yeah, it was lovely. So we went camping.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we had the windows open. and it was rather nice.
That's good.
So, anyway, who's the other one? Read the other one out.
The other one is Barrett Strong. He was born in 1941.
Mm-hmm.
American singer and songwriter who was the first artist to record a hit for Motown Records. Wow. He wrote many other Motown hits with Norman Whitfield, mm-hmm. including Money, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, War, Ball of Confusion, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
There you go. I didn't realize that wrote all those for Motown. Great,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we're going to have Money.
Okay.
Yeah, because we need it.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye.
There we go. Yes, indeedy. Money from Barrett Strong.
Yeah. That's nice.
Good one, eh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That goes back a while, didn't it? All that time. Because mm-hmm. that's been recorded by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that was been done by I've just found some information here about it. So it says a rhythm and blues song written by, of course, Tamla Founder. It says it written by Tamla Founder Barry Gordy and Janie Bradford. That's strange. Because we said it was Barrett Strong. Oh, hang on. It says here, which was the first hit record for Gordy's Motown Enterprise. Barrett Strong recorded it. And that was in 1959. Wow. And single from as a single from Tamla label, distributed nationally on Anna Records. I've never heard of them. Many artists later recorded the song, including, of course, the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't heard of them, the Flying Lizards. Have you heard of them?
No.
I mean, yeah. No. We have geckos.
Yes.
And they don't fly.
No, exactly.
I'm happy to say. You know, I get rather surprised because we've got loads of geckos, especially out on the balcony, and you sometimes see them. And sometimes we get people that are really scared of them.
That's funny.
And so we take them off their plate and then put them back on the wall again. Have you ever seen it when a gecko falls off the ceiling?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yes.
Plop, and then it sort of gets up and wanders off again. So there's so much for sticking on ceilings. We've got pictures in from Renee. We've got a nice picture of Jefferson Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
It does look nice.
Lovely, yeah.
It looks like Japan. And there is a picture of Rick and the two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah.
Look, that's so nice. They're all dressed the same, you know, except for the hat. Rick's the only one who's going to have it. Yeah, the dogs, those dogs always look happy, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They look like somebody stole their bone. You know? But, oh, I think I prefer the Halloween outfit. It's always lovely to hear from Renee and Rick there. And thanks for those pictures. Thanks for always giving us a smile in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Anyway, it's not too snowy on the ground in those mm-hmm. pictures. So it won't be long until you can enjoy sweeping pine needles again.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to count them so you don't miss any. Right. So we're going to go off and enjoy our day, are we, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And me too. I've got a record by Dr. Hook.
Okay, good.
You like Dr. Hook, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course. And this is A Little Bit More.
When your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit more. Come on over here and lay by my side. I've got to be touching you. Let me rub your tired shoulders the way I used to do. Look into my eyes and give me that smile, the one that always turns me on. And let me take your hair down, cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit more. On my mind, and you know where my mind has been. I guess I learned my lessons, and now's the time to begin. So if you're feeling alright and you're ready for me, I know that I'm ready for you. We better get it on now.
Mr. Hook and a little bit more. Don't go away yet. Mm-hmm. There's more excitement.
Yes,
there's no end to the excitement. Look at this. Look. This is Renee.
Oh.
Oh, isn't that nice? Look, she's trying to get the planes to land. The helicopter movement. What do you call that? She's trying to make an angel in the snow.
Exactly.
Yes. Good luck
That's
with that
nice.
One. Yes. You have to be
great
good.
Great video.
Hey, it's a great video. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I wonder who took it because she's not holding it in her. Do you think they've got a? Do you think they've got a drone or something? I wonder if she can get up all right. You shouldn't lie in the snow and do that. You know that, don't you?
Well, at the end, she looks like she's waiting for help.
Yeah, I think so. Look, look. I hope that helicopter's going to land soon. I love it. Yeah. Oh, dear. So, it's so much fun up there in the snow, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
The dogs ran away. Do you think she's going to try and get us to do that? You must be joking. Have a wonderful time, Renee and Rick. Christopher! Fatal Hesitation.
Oh,
Radio with Chris Berg. Fatal and Fatal Hesitation. Yes. Thought I'd hesitate in reading that out. Right, let's take a look, shall we? I tell you, we've got time to squeeze one more in. And we're going to do one from the Beatles. Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you.
There we go, as I say, bring us out of this morning's programme, The Beatles and A Hard Day's Night. Well, it's been great being with you this morning. We're just making our way about 4.5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Do stay tuned. We've got two Chat SOS coming up with Gigi. You don't want to miss that. Great programming here on Cool FM right through the day, so do stick around. Thanks going up to this morning, of course, as always, to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning up there in Florida. She's going to be making her way back very soon, so everything went well there. So thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin for looking at a couple of people born on this day in the world of music for today. And don't forget, you can check out The Breakfast Show if you miss it while we're actually on air. You can go to our website and check it out there as well. What we do is we put the music side, we take out the news, because that's separate on our website, take out the news item, so you've just got the music side of it as well. So that's thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, for our background information. Some of those birthdays we've been looking at today, thanks to Neil. And, of course, the boys and girls at Group Regrada, especially Zach, thank you all very much. And you'll be able to turn us off in just a few seconds' time. Last but not least, a big thanks to all of you out there, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being part of The Breakfast Show. We're going to be back with you tomorrow morning, of course, 7 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, please do it carefully. All right, we want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.